I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Pete Futek is brought to you by Bet Chicago. For betting and fantasy football coverage, download the app today and bet for free. Pete, what are we looking at this weekend on the college gridiron?
Oh, yay. I get to be the pivot from Addison Russell to more fun stuff like Ohio State playing Tulane this weekend. Yeah, everyone's going to throw up in their mouths a little bit and then go on with their day. But first of all, I need to discuss with Connor something here. I need help a little bit, too, because I am a Badger guy. I'm well past the super fan phase doing what I do. I'm still mad about that BYU loss, and I still refuse to admit that Wisconsin can be out Wisconsin, and that's where that loss really stinks. That's where that loss stinks for the Big Ten, is they didn't lose to some superior team. They didn't lose to some team that has some quirky offense. They just got beaten up. And that, for whatever my own sense of self-badger worth is, that one stung about as bad and as weird as any loss over the last several years. As a younger Badger fan, how does this loss rank for you?
It's one of the worst. I was at the Rose Bowl loss to TCU, and that
one
stings.
That's the other one, because that one was inexcusable because Brett Bielema forgot to bet Wisconsin to run the ball until the final 2 minutes.
So horrifying. One, plus the throw Tulsi makes at the end zone is just, it's inexcusable. That's difficult. The BYU loss is tough. And I know, Pete, I have a bunch of friends who went to Iowa, and it's Wisconsin, Iowa this weekend. I'm going to watch the game with them, and I have to try so hard to not be a salty son of a bitch the entire time. I'm just going to be so angry and mad and and not say anything the entire
night.
Now,
this does relate to the entire concept of the Big Ten and college football as a whole. This, to me, was going to be my lookout game for Wisconsin. That Iowa's got the lines. Iowa's got the skill. It's a night game in Iowa City where weird things happen. If Wisconsin had blown away BYU, this would have been a scary trap game.
Yeah.
I know it is a constant joke among the station with all the fire and the passion, that kind of stuff. This is a team that needed fire and passion. I love the business-like approach under Paul Chryst, but if you pivoted from that game and then went to like LSU Auburn to watch what that was, and the emotion of the crowd, and just how fired up everyone was on both sides, and the intensity. This is a Badger team that has everything in place to get to the college football playoffs still. They just need to be a little more angry and not so cerebral sometimes. And this is one of those games against Iowa. If Wisconsin is the Wisconsin we think it can and should be, it just comes out and says, all right, we're just going to power these guys over and beat this okay but not amazing Iowa team. But this is it. This is the Big Ten West Championship right here. Winner of this game goes to the Big Ten title game and loses to Ohio State.
Mm-hmm. We've got Nebraska at Michigan, and I'm a little surprised that Scott Frost felt it significant enough at this point in his tenure to play the if you don't care enough, get out of here card, because they're not even really his players yet. He's probably going to run off a lot of these guys, truthfully, anyway. But was that a little panicky for Scott Frost, or did he think they were going to be better than they are?
I'm going to misquote it, but it was something more like, you can either be on board with us or give up. And I'm like, give up, a lot easier, I'm all good. Yeah, they were close to winning both those games, but they're, like we mentioned before, they're not great yet. And I think part of it is everyone's hoping that Scott, at least LeBron Nebraska, thinking, hey, Scott Frost is coming in, we're going to be UCF all of a sudden. And they might be, but look at these schools out there that are just dying right now. Florida State just doesn't have the offensive line. UCLA is a complete dumpster fire. Arizona's been a wreck from the start. Sometimes it just takes a while to turn this thing around. And if you're Scott Frost, yeah, of course it's frustrating because you just lost two straight home games that you were right there to win. And when you lose to a Sun Belt team Like, we losing to Colorado, all right, that stinks. But even, you know, Troy is pretty good. They beat LSU last year. You lost to a Sun Belt team, and that's just not all right. So you can just see where the frustration is kicking in. Meanwhile, UCF is going to go out tonight and blow away Florida Atlantic by 30, and that was fun. That was a good time last year. Now he's lost, what, as many games as he lost in his entire, you know, Nebraska career as the quarterback. So, yeah, he's going to get a little salty right away when it comes to this stuff.
My absolute favorite game on the slate this weekend, Pete, is Arizona State at number 10 Washington. I love the weirdness of Herm Edwards maybe being a great college football coach. I yep. love the weirdness of Washington as it stands with a great quarterback. And it's 9:30. The 9:30 kick means it is, by definition, Pac-12 after dark. I want all of this.
I've always, hashtag Pac-12 after dark. Usually it's half, you know, hashtag I've not nothing else to do with my life
well,
at this
yes.
time. It's Saturday night. Did you by any chance see the or hear about the end of the San Diego State game last week? Because it goes to a overall theoretical discussion that's going to apply to the NFL with how that game ended with the targeting call.
No, I'm not
okay,
recalling
so,
it.
So really fast. And what happened was Arizona State's down by 7. They throw a bomb that goes to the 2-yard line. The San Diego State guy blows up the receiver. It was an amazing catch that did hit the ground. It initially ruled a catch, was overruled, and instead of getting the ball on the 2-yard line, targeting call, 15 yards, kid ejected, but it works out for San Diego State because instead of it being on the 2, they only moved it 15 yards because they got the targeting call out of it. So the theory being that, hey, if the game's on the line, just blast the hell out of the receiver because you just saved the game by doing that. And it's like, there's a problem. So Arizona State is a little angry. They're better than 17.5 against this Washington team, who is the best. I know everyone's going to talk about Stanford and Oregon. This is probably the better of the two Pac-12 games this weekend. And, yeah, Herm Edwards is good. You know, it's the preseason prognostication was all like, okay, well, hey, look, UCLA got Chip Kelly, and, you know, Kevin Sumlin's going to Arizona. Well, here's this weird Herm Edwards guy who hasn't been around for 18 years in the college game. Well, I can coach. This is a good team. It's been fun, and I think they're going to give Washington a good game.
Notre Dame is number 8. My question is, are they a good, bad team or a bad, good team?
Yeah, I think they are right down the middle, but we're going to see this because Wake Forest is a mediocre, good team. So if you're Notre Dame, eventually you got to start playing better because here's the frustrating part about this. Is that you look at the schedule now, Florida State sucks. USC sucks. What do you got? You've got Stanford next week, and you've got going to Virginia Tech the week after, and everyone's in love with Virginia Tech, mainly because they beat a bad Florida State team. So if you're Notre Dame and you split those two games against Stanford and Virginia Tech, the rest of your schedule is extremely winnable. And if you beat the Cardinal and the Hokies, you've got to look at the rest of that slate and say, where's the loss? Oh, they got to get their running game together. Their defense has been terrific for the most part. They have no consistency whatsoever at quarterback. But if they can get their stuff together and you look at this slate, you can dream the big giant dream that, okay, maybe you get to the college football playoff and get drilled, but who cares if you get there? They've got the schedule and they've got the potential, but you can't struggle so much against Vanderbilt and Ball State.
Speaking of big giant dream, Illinois hosts Penn State tonight.
No.
Any reason to to anything?
No.
Yeah, it's a very important game just for Illinois to show that they're not going to be a free space. You know, they were a stop against South Florida away from being 3-0, and you know, talk about your good record, bad team thing. Okay, you know what? You are what your record is, and South Florida might win the American Athletic Conference Championship. So that was an okay performance without your starting quarterback. So there was a sign there. You know, Penn State might be they take their foot off their gas a little too much. Maybe a Friday night weird game. I don't think Illinois wins. If they don't win, that's no big deal. They just can't get wiped out. You just don't want to have that 55-0 thing that just says, okay, well, Illinois is just Illinois. You need something to give the fan base, because this is the year you're supposed to pivot to something. Where last year was the youth movement. All right, we're going to stink, but there's something at the end of the rainbow here. this has to be where at least you could see, okay, you know what? If a little bit of help, a couple little more work, and maybe we can at least compete with a team like this.
Pete, thank you. We'll talk next week.
Anytime, guys.
That is Pete Futek of College Football News.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.